الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start our talk proper, wish to share one great treasure of the treasures of Jannat with all of us, our friends. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate that we, by the barakat of our mashayikh, and mainly Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who informed us of this great, great treasure. And this treasure usually is something that you have got, but you don't know you have got it. It is something very valuable. It is with you. All of us got that treasure. Now let us see what this great treasure is. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that La ilaha la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a treasure from the treasures under the from under the arsh of Allah. The arsh of Allah is the roof, the ceiling of Jannah, the highest. And then from there this treasure has been given of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is an extremely great, great treasure which Allah Ta'ala has given us. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting in a majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and just a bit loudly he just said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, do you know the meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? And at this point, let us also think, do we know the meaning? What is the meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, faqihul ummah, the greatest faqih of the ummah, he also said, no, I don't know. And this was also a great favor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he taught the ummah. The Arabs were masters of the Arabic language. They knew their whole history and their lineage, all in poetic form in Arabic. And poetry is not easy to understand. Arabic poetry, what kitabs have been written, but they knew their history like that. They knew their lineage like that. He also said, no, I don't know. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained the meaning. La hawla, that there is no turning away. Amma asiyatillah, from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, illa bi'ismatillah. Only if Allah protects you. So that is when we read La hawla, we are saying, oh Allah, I cannot protect myself from sin unless you protect me. Only with your protection I can be protected. وَلَا قُوَّةَ, there is no power. What power? These words, so to say, it is a code that has been given. The details of it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam filled it in for us. لا قوة على طاعة الله. There is no power to do good. The obedience of Allah إلا بعون الله, but by the help of Allah تبارك وتعالى. So when we read this, and then Allah becomes extremely happy. And this is explained, the ulama, our Shaykh, Allah reward him, Hazrat has given a whole write up on this great, great value. That when a banda, a person on the earth, farsh, on this earth, which is normally filled with sin, where all evil and wrong is done, when he reads, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then on the arsh, by Allah Ta'ala, Allah is everywhere, but Allah Ta'ala, to say Allah, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, Allah declares there that, Aslama abdi wastaslama. We read La Hawla, and it has brought a whole mechanism into action. Allah Ta'ala declares there, and Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Allah declares this in front of the malaika. That here one person, somewhere in a jungle perhaps, somewhere in a concrete jungle where all evil is taking place around him, in Europe, whatever country it might be, and he's reading La Hawla wa la Quwwata illa billah, Allah who is the hearer of everything, As-Sami'a, Allah who is the knower of everything, Al-Alim, Allah Ta'ala, Al-Basir, Allah knows everything. Allah himself declares now, on that one banda, whoever from us, a person who reads La Hawla wa la Quwwata illa billah, Allah says, Aslama abdi wa staslama. My banda has surrendered himself, and he has handed all his matters over to me. Here also, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi explains, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi says, Aslama abdi, that my banda has surrendered himself. Inqada wa taraka al-inada. That now he has become completely my obedient servant. Inqada. Completely. He has become my obedient servant. And he has given up all disobedience, all guna he has given up. And the person might still be, but we keep on reading. Then Allah Ta'ala's great khairat, Allah puts his protection on that person. Like our Shaykh gives this beautiful example that your child at home, little boy, he's playing, he plays outside on the sand, and small children like to eat sand also, and which is harmful for them. So the wife tells her husband that put concrete here. My son is eating the sand, now put concrete so he can't eat sand. But the neighbor's son comes, and then the children, they also do their little twists among themselves. He tells him, you must bring sand in your pocket. So now he's still getting his sand. Now the mother, she puts up customs. When the son comes in, she checks up. He hasn't come with some sand with him also. So now she's protecting her child. Like that Allah protects a person. Just by reading even the asbab of guna, Allah will cut them off also. And our Shaykh and Mashayikh rahimahumullah writes that try, do it, and you will see that those gunas which you felt, that many of us are such that I just can't give up this gunas. I'm so prone to gunas. The hatred of that gunas will come. And the love of good deeds, being in namaz, making tilawat, looking for a chance to make dua, and if just little bit your whole programs get upset, you are now. Now your time for tilawat you didn't get. Now your time for dua you didn't get. Now you are upset about it. That kaifiyat will come just by the barakat of La Hawla wa La Quwwata illa billah. There were those mashayikh who prescribed only La Hawla wa La Quwwata illa billah for their murids, and the complete islah was made. They had gave up all guna, all obedience came into them. The love of Allah, akhirat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these things came, and the hatred of guna came into them. So this is a very great wazifa that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us. And by reading it, we will get the treasures of Jannat. And when it has come from the highest point of Jannat, inshallah we will get the treasures of that highest point. Just by reading La Hawla wa La Quwwata illa Billah. And wastaslama, لأن الله تعالى سيس أسلم عبدي واستسلم واستسلم أي عبدي فوض سائر أمور الكائنات the whole all the matters of the world he has handed it over to Allah تعالى. Whatever worries we got, etc. Allah is saying, we not saying. Allah is saying, he has handed all his worries over to me. Like a person, if he's got a court case and he has got a lawyer now, and then they want to speak to him, he say, don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. Must speak to the, now that you have handed all your matters over, to, Allah says he has handed his matters over. Allah takes care. So Allah give us tawfiq. Usually we feel it's too simple, we don't make amal on it. And when somebody gives us something very but difficult, something or expensive, charges us money, we feel, no, this is the right thing. But deen, always Allah has made it. Every Nabi came and he gave the greatest message, La ilaha illallah. And he said, La asalukum alayhi ajra. I'm giving you jannat. I'm giving you the highest jannat and I'm asking nothing from you. In ajriya illa Allah. And what Allah will give, nobody can imagine what Allah Ta'ala will give. So this is a very great, valuable treasure that Allah has given us. We should try and read it. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went for Mi'raj, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told him, tell your ummah that akthiru min qawli la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They must read in abundance, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. For it is from the trees and the plants of Jannah. The more we are reading, the more our trees are being planted in Jannah. The more our Jannah is becoming more beautiful, the more we read it. So we should try and read it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, in abundance. Usually with the Arabs it was famous that a person who does anything 70 times that he has done it in a big amount. That is abundance normally. So read it 70, if we can read it 100 times, one just be, it's not, how it won't take us any time. But what great reward. Otherwise read it 70 times. And our Shaykh who always used to say that the woman and the weak people of the ummah will give me their duas. I take their part always. The part of the woman, I defend them. The rights of the woman. And the part of the weak people. So if we are weak in these matters, we can't do more. Hazrat said, you can't read it 70 times, read it 7 times. Because Allah's promise is that Allah multiplies good deeds by 10. So by reading it 7 times, it is like we read it 70 times. And so you have read it in abundance. And then this also, 7 times, read it after every namaz 7 times. Or otherwise, once a day at least, read it 7 times. So it doesn't take long at all. And also, if we read the full kalima, which we read in the third kalima, the second part, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. And also this has come in the riwayat, La malja'a wa la manja'a minallahi illa ilayh. We read that also. That there is no escaping from Allah. There is no other refuge from Allah, but to Allah. That we have to return to Allah. We have disobeyed Allah. We made Him angry. We can't run further away. You can't go and hide anywhere. Nobody can give you protection. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيْجَةً. You can be in strong, strong forts also. Mort will still come to you. You can take all your precautionary measures, but mort is written, it will still come to you. In whichever excuse. With the excuse of the virus at the moment, with the excuse of an accident, with the excuse of a crime, and you are murdered, whatever it might be. But whatever. But so we can never run away from Allah. We have to run to Allah. And at the moment also, what all what is happening, we are running more further from Allah. We'll never ever get any protection. We won't, and even ourselves mentally. We won't have peace of mind in any way if we run away from Allah. The only place you can get solace, peace, protection, real protection is running to Allah Ta'ala. We come to the masajid. This is the place. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. A person who enters the haram of Makkah, Allah says that person is amina. He's got complete peace and serenity and security. And the effect of haram is on all the masajid of the world. So when we will enter here, Allah will grant us that. So we have to run to Allah. We can't run away from the deen of Allah. The deen which وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. The deen which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came. The deen مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. What me and my Sahaba were on. And that deen that which the Sahaba practiced and which has come to us, and we should regularly make dua also, and great source of goodness for us in making the dua of all the great, great muhaddithin, fuqaha, all the great ulama who have brought deen to us and presented it to us after 1400 years ago, afterwards. And here in the southern tip of the world in South Africa, that pure deen of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, they have brought. So what they have brought us, the deen, we must stick to that way. The more we will going into a new year, but let us turn, go to the old deen. We mustn't go into a new deen. We are going into a new year, but go to the old deen, the deen of Nabi alayhi salam. And the more we can go there, the more peace of mind. So this is a great, great wazifa. In one riwayat it comes, it is a cure for 99 diseases. In one for 70 diseases. In one it comes that it is a cure from poverty. And this is a thing which many people, wealthy, wealthy people, they have fear. And when a person has got dunya only in his mind, then faqr is written on his forehead. In other words, everything is afraid. I'll lose this, my business, I'll lose this. Then what happens? You go further away. Start taking out insurance policies. And then you start going into completely wrong things more and more. And when a person turns to Allah, then he gets his protection. So, and one riwayat it comes, it's a cure of worry. And that worry, that yudhibul insan, it totally melts a human being. He can't do anything. It is a cure. So it's a great, great treasure which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah give us tawfiq to read it regularly. There are those friends of ours, we learn from Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, explained to us that by reading Durood Tunjina, this is the amal of the Buzurgs, and 500 times La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, and again Durood Tunjina, then Allah Ta'ala, whatever problem you have, you will solve. Just now in these times, I mentioned it to quite a few of, and before I could even, like, so to say, open my mouth, they say, we did it and miraculously we saw the result. What difficult conditions which was impossible for us to come out. How Allah changed it. People who were ill, people who had financial problems, people who had problems with the husband-wife commonly, the ikhtilaf and the fighting of the husband and wife, whatever, Allah solved the problem. So Allah give us tawfiq that we read it, and to read it 500 times is not long. Not long at all. One friend says it takes me half an hour. And or we can share it out. If we've got 10 people, everyone reads it 50 times. To read 50 times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, is nothing, don't take long. But what results we will get. And those results are not only for year, but for akhirat also. And it's a real treasure. And the more we can read it, we read it for these benefits, no problem. But more better, we read it solely for the pleasure of Allah. Allah will solve our problems, and Allah will give us much more also. So Allah give us tawfiq to read this. It is mentioned of one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he said that my grandson, the enemies in Makkah Sharif, they have took him captive and they are holding him, and now they will be torturing. What will be happening to him? His father, my son, the boy's father, are very worried. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell his father, the family, to read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They started reading. What were the effects? And this is in the hadith kitabs, authentic hadith, that the ropes that he was fastened with on their own just fell off. Where La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and where the ropes fell off. The ropes fell off, he came out. One of the camels was there. He jumped on the camel, and at a time like this, war time, all this is not only jais, but most barakat is in the money of booty. So he took that camel, and those people's animals were grazing. He made a sign to them, they also all followed. He came back to his father's house, and he announced his arrival. They got a shock. We were so worried about you, and you came with such a rich man now. What then? What you have? This is all la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. One thing I lack, we lack, is this yaqeen. Today, unfortunately, man-made things, this protection, that protocol, the way it is, like Jibreel alayhi salam came, and the way he has made the announcement, the way we stick to it, and we must do it, we must observe it, and the teachings of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of the Quran, today what we have been grown up with, we just discarding that, and we following the other. So this is the, and this is Allahu Akbar, our deen. If only this la hawla wa la quwwata was in our deen, it was also more than enough a gift from Allah. But our deen is power-packed. What then? What? So many things in there. La ilaha illallah. What a great power. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What a great. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Everything. Namaz, salat, tilawat, dua, weapon of a mu'min. The rosa, shield of a mu'min. What then? What hasn't Allah given us? Allah has given us. May Allah make us the qadr of our deen. Practice upon it. And we totally stay away from all new type of things. Just distancing ourselves. We mustn't distance ourselves from our deen. We are distancing ourselves from our family, from our parents. Things which we couldn't believe. The children will come and they won't want to meet the parents also, because they've got the virus. More and more we're distancing ourselves. Parents pass away, let the burial committee do everything. We know we don't take any part in it. May Allah, we mustn't be distance ourselves from Allah. Who distance himself from Allah will definitely bring himself close to shaitan. A person who will distance himself from akhirat, definitely love of dunya and inhimak in dunya, fully engrossed in dunya, will overtake him. A person who distances himself from Jannah, there is no other place than may Allah protect us all. So we have to be very, very careful. So a great treasure we have been given. Whatever problems we have, use this great, great prescription that we have been given, this great protection. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala declares in the Quran Sharif that Allah has made the months of the year 12. And four of these months Allah has made sacred. The 2 months ago, Zulqa'dah, then Zulhijjah, which we have passed now, and this month of Muharram. And Rajab, that side before Shaban. These are great months. The ibadat of this month, the rewards are multiplied very greatly by Allah. This is the season for a person, a dunya, mazra'atul akhirah, is a tillage, a farm for the akhirah. And these are those times when the rains are pouring, when whatever you're going to plant is going to grow. And such farms Allah has given that the things just grow. And a lot without really any effort. They just grow and they multiply all the time. Not weeds grow, but your corn, your wheat, whatever, your amal of akhirat. In this month, just little tawajjuh, and it grows very, very greatly. So this is the time, the month of Muharram also. Every day's roza is equal to 1 month's roza. So valuable are these days. And these days, like we just passed Zulhijjah, Allah give us tawfiq of next year Zulhijjah, it's all in the hand, but our niyat, our sawab we will get. Even make niyat till qiyamah, nobody is going to live till qiyamah. But you make your niyat, you will get your sawab according to that. Make niyat that Allah keep our masajid abad till qiyamah. Allah keep musallis, keep according to our niyat, we will get our thawab from Allah Ta'ala. So in the month of Zulhijjah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, with regard to the first 10 days, there is no amal that Allah loves more in these days, the most precious days of the year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah loves no amal more than this, than any other time of the year. The Sahaba said, not even jihad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, out of the 10 days, a person who goes for jihad, he with his life, and his all his money also he spent, only that amal will equal this year. So in this month, everyone, subhanallah, is equal to that jihad. And jihad during these 10 days, what to say then? To go out in the path of Allah, to bring the deen of Allah Ta'ala alive, to whatever effort during these days that a person teaching sabah, whatever it might be. But those 10 days have got the special, and specifically what has been specified, the third kalima. Allah give us all tawfiq. So this is a very valuable, a new year has started. How many of us are really conscious that a new year has started? The other new year, New Year's Eve becomes a big thing. The New Year's Day becomes a big thing. Long before, we say in the New Year we will do this, in the New Year we will do that. Our New Year, it's like seems nothing to us. We ask many times our graduates, which year you graduated? Hardly any time we will hear that the Islamic date, which year did you get married? None of us perhaps will remember. Or we'll have to think quickly, fastly, that which was the year. But the English, that date, that we know. We are Muslim. Who is going to keep up the Islamic calendar? If we don't keep it up, if we don't give preference to it, so Allah bring it that the Islamic system comes into, not only the Islamic calendar, but our dressing becomes Islamic. Our lifestyle, our homes become Islamic. Our homes today resemble more any other home of other people. And why? Because we look at magazines, we get people to advise us how to have the home, the garden, the kitchen scheme, the bedroom scheme, whatever it is. It isn't we will go to ulama and ask that what was the bedroom of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are few people, mashallah, mashallah, who observe all this. But the vast majority of us, everything. We get married, honeymoon. What was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's marriage? How did he get married? Today we got spare time. A Muslim can't have spare time. Our leisure time, and we spend it in all other things. Allah give us tawfiq that with this end, our calendar is based on the hijrat. So with the hijrat, let us also make hijrat from all types of guna, from our wrong lifestyle, from wrong beliefs, from wrong customs. This Muharram, the first 10 days, many people have got wrong beliefs with it, with regard to Karbala, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they do a lot of wrong things. So this is the time not to fall into the wrong things, but to come away from that and come onto the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Allah left sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we can bring alive sunnah in our one sunnah, and we should try and bring all the sunnahs in our, this should be a time that we make hijrat from all other customs and all other ways, and we come onto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a great, great occasion. This was the occasion that during this month, Ashura, the 10th, which will be on next week Sunday, the 10th for this year it will be. So it was on this occasion that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was going with his people when Fir'aun, now he was adamant that I'm going to now destroy Musa alayhi salam and his people. So he wanted to capture them and take them, all of them. So he was, and Musa alayhi salam took his people and was going away. The route he took, it came in front of the sea, the deep blue sea, where you're going to drown. At the back is Fir'aun with his army. There is no escape from here. And let us also picture ourselves. Many times we feel that it's a catch-22 situation, that you just can't get out of it. But turning to Allah, how Allah will take us out of that. Where we couldn't see light. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. There is no way out for us. So that was the case. Fir'aun, what a ruler he was. What Allah had given him, tested him with what and what thing. All the pilgrims of Egypt and all the greenery and what Allah had given him. It is said he ruled for 400 years without a headache also. And he claimed himself to be Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I'm your big. And then he says, don't you see that the rivers are flowing by my command? Allah made it the same water. What he said is under my command. They destroyed him. So when they were in that critical situation, Allah Ta'ala and his people told him that you have destroyed us. You brought us into this mess here. That we see the sea in front and Fir'aun at the back. He said, Kalla, inna ma'ayya rabbi, never ever. Now Allah is with me. Allah give us also a little bit of that yaqeen that Allah is with us. We follow Allah, His commandments. And look, things they seem to be getting from bad to worse. But we remain firm. Allah give us all tawfiq. And then we will see how the help of Allah Ta'ala comes. And it has come to the Anbiya. It has come to the Awliya. It has come to great people. Even in our times now, how many people were faced with what difficulties and how Allah Ta'ala took them out. At that time, what is the command of Allah? O Musa, take your stick and hit onto the Bahar. It should have been Hajar. The head is like a rock. Stone of Fir'aun his head, what was like a stone. But Allah didn't say on the Hajar, Allah said on the Bahar. Hit onto the sea. For us, that doesn't make sense. And at such a critical time, it seems now you're joking at this time. Waliyazu billah. That you must hit onto the sea. But that yaqeen on the commands of. And this is our iman, is not on logic. Our iman is not on what makes sense. Our iman is not what appeals to the mind, which is rational, which we can understand. Our iman is on the word of Allah, the command of Allah. What Allah has said, our iman is on that. That is what is required. Aminu kama amanan nas. We have to bring iman how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mi'raj was an impossible thing to accept. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wholeheartedly accepted it. And till today, the moon issue, we can say the ulama must finish their differences and must unite. But Allah has made it a test in the ummah, and not only now, all along, in our recent past, in our old past, the moon issue has always been there as a test for the ummah. So Allah has put this test. So our yaqeen is on the words of Allah. Yes, this we are allowed to ascertain. Is it the command of Allah? Is somebody not telling me the wrong thing? When it is the command of Allah, and then we accept it whole, whether my sense, whether it makes sense to me or not. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, Kaleemullah, he took and he hit onto the water. And Allah Ta'ala at that time made not one path for him, 12 paths. And the 12 tribes of Bani Israel were going through. And Allah Ta'ala made walls of water for each tribe. So they could see that they have itminan, that all of us are going through. And when they went through, Fir'aun, who said that I own and the rivers run under my command, when he went in, the same water drowned him. So this yaqeen we have to have. So Allah Ta'ala give us. And that was the day of Ashura. So on that day, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam kept roza also. And shukr of Allah, Allah give us also tawfiq. It's not for us to keep the roza of Ashura, but what great virtue. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat and came to Madinatul Munawwara, he found the Jews were fasting on this day. He asked them, they said in the shukr of Allah that he gave us salvation, Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we are more rightful of following Musa alayhi salam, we will also keep the roza. And then a very important thing, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that next day if I live, I will keep to differentiate from the Jews. And the Ahle Kitab, Khaliful Yahuda wa Nasara, that oppose them in all their ways. I'll keep Roza 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. So we also should see that how much are we, and Allah's help comes when we follow the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today when we got the lifestyle, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Allah says, don't even incline Meilani yaseer, some ulama have said, a little inclination also, don't have to the ways of the non-believers. And meilani qalbi, from your heart also don't desire their things. You want your wife to dress how the non-Muslims dress. That desire in your heart, that also is not supposed. You want your lifestyle, your holidays, your home, like the ways of the non-believers. Allah says, not a little bit. Don't let it incline a little bit to that way also. So, here when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so particular about even roza, that he said, we will keep two rozas, we will differentiate. 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. So Allah give us tawfiq to stay away from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, all the Hindu ways. Today we have a wedding, then we have every custom. The Hindus thing also we include in there. The Christians thing also we will include. The Jews thing, and the thing that we will exclude at that time, many good people will normally follow sunnah also. But at the time of wedding, we go on to the ways of the Jews and the Christians. And we want barakat in that wedding. And we do everything which is, it's like you are putting up a building, not on mud, but on stool. The foundation of your building you are putting on stool. And this is even worse than the stool. And you are putting out the foundation, and then we wonder why so many marriages are breaking up. Why so many fights and arguments, whereas nikah is a source of great enjoyment. It is a ibadat which carries on from this dunya to akhir to jannat also. What a great thing Allah has given us. But Allah give us, so this is the occasion to reflect on all this, to take lesson from all this. Today when somebody has passed away, we say we must remember him. What are we going to just remember? See his good qualities, bring that good qualities, make some isal sawab, which is a very sad thing. Today, not discussion, so and so has passed away. Allah save us all, take us with iman, we have to die, nobody, and today we want to save lives, but to save souls from Jahannam, that we don't think about. And a life, who can save a life? Every life, we have come to go. We haven't come to, nobody has come to stay. Even Shaitan, who Allah gave the longest life, but he is also going to die finally. And when mort is written, nobody can let it come earlier or later, on its time and on its place. And we hear even now, what incident, how mort takes a person to his place, and how he takes it to his time. So mort is going to come. We are here to prepare for that eternal life. Allah give us tawfiq. We are here to make our yaqeen. We are here not to follow the ways of the people of dunya. We are here to follow the commandments of Allah. And if we are forced to do something, we try and find loopholes in that. But we uphold our sharia. Not we try and uphold that and find loopholes in sharia. That this is also permissible, that is also permissible. No, our basic thing is to maintain our sharia, to maintain our deen, the mizaj of deen. There is one is the mizaj of deen, and one is the hudud of deen. The main, the temperament, the nature of deen, and the borders of deen, till where you can go. And whoever stays on the border, anytime he can go out of the border. But a person who stays on the mizaj, that person will be saved. Even if pressure comes on him, he's still right in the middle. He's protected. But a person who's on the border will easily fall out. So Allah save us from going to the borders and stay, keep us on the mizaj of deen. May Allah Ta'ala make this occasion of Muharram occasion that we bring a change in our life. We reflect and ponder and we correct our lives, and that we turn more to Allah, more to Akhirat, more to the commands of Allah. Just the pandemic and all this is a test also from Allah Ta'ala. And this test is in order to test us. So are we going closer to Allah at this time, or are we going away from Allah Ta'ala? Allah give us tawfiq. Let us come on righteousness, inshallah.